and welcome to the Monroe Mayoral Debate on KEDM Public Radio. I'm KEDM News and Public Affairs Director Bob Lennox. And during the next hour, we'll be hearing from the candidates about their platforms, how they each feel that they are prepared to lead the city of Monroe, and their ideas and plans for the city's future. Of course, our debate here on KEDM Public Radio. The station is listener-supported, made possible in part by donations from community members. So we thank you for your support of KEDM and are proud to be able to bring you this debate this evening. Joining me on our panel for tonight's discussion is the city government reporter for the New Star, Amritha Aladi. We also have with us, and pleased to have with us, former KNOE-TV morning host and newsman, Randy Pruitt. Randy, Amritha, welcome to you both.
Thank you for having me.
In introducing our field of candidates this evening, there is one notable absence. The incumbent Mayor Jamie Mayo, who was invited to participate, has declined the invitation. We are very appreciative of the three other candidates to participate this evening, as the mayoral election will be held this coming Saturday. We're pleased to welcome Dr. Ray Armstrong, Bishop Johnny Riley, and Mr. Clint Thomas. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here, and if you would, welcome our candidates. Just prior to our broadcast this evening, we drew to see which candidate would be allowed to respond first to the initial question of tonight's debate. Bishop Johnny Riley will be given that opportunity. We'd like to start with a look at how you feel about gaining voter confidence and what stands out about your particular platform as this campaign draws to a close. Amritha will have our first question of the evening.
Hi. Each of you has mentioned that the current administration has many problems and things need to be fixed. But among the three of you, can you tell us why voters should pick you over the other challengers?
I'm a lifelong resident of the city of Monroe. I have experience from the corporate arena, 14 years. Also, I worked for the city of Monroe for 4 years, and I'm the only candidate that has experience on the state level. And also, I have an accounting background, and I can help manage those resources that the city currently has.
And I guess me next?
Mm-hmm. Clint, yes.
Well, the reason that you should pick me is because I'm not a politician, and I am self-funded. My whole campaign is self-funded, and I don't take donations, and I want to fight corruption in our city. And I've been a small business owner for 19 years in our city, and I'm going to be doing a great job, and I'm going to be working very hard for you, the people of this city. The citizens, they're number one to me, above the government, above myself, above everything else. And I want to let you know that you're going to be well taken care of if you'll vote Clint Thomas on March 24th.
Mr. Thomas, would you like to respond to that
before I do
a question? I mean, Mr. Armstrong.
The question is why pick me? I have an extensive business background in addition to being a surgeon. I've been involved with bank boards, university boards, private ventures, real estate, et cetera, and I have an extensive business background. So I feel like I am the best qualified person for this job. In addition to that, I have a plan for the integrity, a solid plan for the development and the evolution of this city, to bring the city out of the trouble that it is in right now, that City Hall has left us in with a mess. I can fix it. And I need to convince people that I can do that.
All right. Bishop Riley, you have indicated that you would like to establish a $1 million cushion for business growth and development with the money coming from private sources. What information have you received that would lead you to believe the struggling businesses could easily or readily contribute to that fund? And I would like responses after you from briefly Clint and Mr. Armstrong. Bishop?
And our administration, what we want to do is to establish a safety net. And basically what we want to do is to be able to secure loans through local banks. And the way that we can do that is we can use money that's from current economic development funds that we dole out throughout with many different nonprofit groups In many cases, some of those nonprofit groups do not even qualify for the money because they're 501c3. For instance, with the PEEP organization, it was not qualified and they received economic development funds, and they were not even up to date when it came to the state regulations. But we still, the city council and the mayor's office gave them money. So we want to eliminate that type of corruption that happens at City Hall. And how we pull that money not only from economic development, but we would talk to other venture capitalists that are out there to help us secure those particular companies that want to.
So you're not talking about knocking door to door on businesses and saying,
no, sir.
Can you
no.
kick in? Okay, well,
yes,
no more.
And the question is the $1 million, is that what it is? Or
I think that's what Bishop Riley indicated.
I think that that's a good idea, and I think Mr. Riley, I hope that he's going to do us right with this. My only concern is that, you know, politicians, that we like to give money sometimes to the wrong people, and I'm hoping that Mr. Riley's friends ain't the only people that gets that $1 million. That's not going to be the case, is it, Mr. Riley?
No. If you look at my platforms, it says that we will use local banks and local banking and business community to actually regulate that particular fund.
I think that sounds great. And I'm a small business owner myself, so I'm going to be supporting small business every way I can as mayor of Monroe. I want to. The one thing that I like a lot is the flea market we're talking about building downtown, because I think that is a first step to starting your own business, and I will be supporting that thoroughly as mayor of Monroe. And as far as the $1 million goes, that's not working into my plan right now, but I definitely will be doing everything I can to help small businesses.
Dr. Armstrong, do you care to comment?
I don't think $1 million is going to touch the problem that we have. We have such a great problem here in the city of Monroe, and the mayor continues to tell us that we're in the best financial situation we've ever been, and that's not true. We have collected $192 million in infrastructure tax since its beginning, and the work's not done. We have nearly $200 million in bonded indebtedness, and the money has been spent, and we don't have the money to finish the work that's there. And that's a problem. It will take $100 to $130 million more to finish the work that is there. So if we talk about $1 million, it won't even touch the problem. And there are other issues in addition to that. But that pretty much sums it up. We are not in the best financial condition we've ever been in.
Thank you.